Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us today to analyze the Piaggio Group first quarter 2016 financial results. Here with me are Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. As usual, we view the presentation you can download from our website, and I remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements that are subject to risks that can cause actual results to be materially different. And now I'm glad to hand over the conference call to Mr. Gabriele Galli.
Good morning. Good afternoon to everybody. So let's start with the presentation. I'll go to slide three. Starting with the market, we can say that we had a positive start of the year in most of the key reference markets. In Western countries, the overall demand was positive. The market went up by around 6% in total, a bit more than 6% for bikes, and around 4.5% for scooters, confirming that we are in the middle of a change compared to previous years. Italy and Spain went up double digits. France ended flat, but had a good improvement across the quarter. Germany was the only market ending negative in Europe. Moving to North America, we can notice that the market is still on a different path, and scooters are still going down for the sixth consecutive quarter. In Asia Pacific, we had mixed demand trends. Vietnam confirmed the positive momentum that was in 2016. The market was up around 7%. Especially pushed by a good growth of automatic scooters. Asia, no, Vietnam, had a different mix of weak and strong demand, especially Indonesia went down, declining mid-single digit. India started on the right path. The three-wheeler went up by around 21%, boosted by a good increase of small city packs alternate fuel, which increased by around 40%. The four-wheeler went up by around 4%, stopping the negative trend, which was in the last 3 years. And scooters went up by around 13%, showing that the positive momentum is going on. Moving to slide number four, we can have a look at our performance inside this market. In Western country, we had an anti-performance. We have been able to gain market share across Europe, plus 1.2 percentage point of market share in EMEA. And in Italy, we have been increasing the market share by around 3 percentage points. We had good volume improvement across all the countries, driven by Italy, Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland. And this increase in volume has been able to offset the volume drop we had in North America. The bike went on with a good momentum, with Aprilia rising the revenues by around 20%. In terms of scooter, we had a good performance in the high wheel segment, showing a double-digit growth, and this is particularly good because after the Liberty in April, we have launched the Medley, so this is good also in terms of the new scooter. In terms of pricing, we had an average price fast in line with 2015. As a total result, the revenues went up mid-single digit. In Asia Pacific, there was an increasingly competitive environment. Vietnam went on suffering from the strong competition of Honda. Asia ex-Vietnam, with the Indonesia and Thailand performance, outstripped the market trend and had revenues in line with 2015. In terms of average price, we went on increasing a little bit compared to last year. As a total result, the revenues decreased a single digit. In India, we had a stable performance in a market scenario which improved. The 3-4-wheeler market share went down a little bit, dragged by an unfavorable product mix. We have been saying before that the increase of the market was driven by upper city packs growing at 40%. And as you know, we are market leader in the big APE and not in the small one. So this movement of the market made us lose a little bit of market share. The volume were slightly down in export. As you know, I mean, many countries suffered from gasoline price going down. Some economies, such as Nigeria, stopped the imports. Some other countries, such as Sri Lanka, increased the custom duty. And so this oil price increase really affected the export, not only of Piaggio, but for all the players, including, of course, Bajaj. Vespa volume were slightly down, but we are positive because in some months we will be launching the second scooter. And in terms of pricing, the average price went up, showing a rigorous pricing discipline. As a total result, the revenues were slightly down versus previous year, but if we exclude the negative Forex, the revenues would be plus 3.1%. Moving to slide number 5, looking at our profitability, we have been able to show the highest profitability in terms of EBITDA since 2008. And this was true both in absolute number and in terms of ratio to sales. So in terms of financial performance, it has been a good quarter. The net sales went up by around 5 million plus 1.7%, which could have been plus 3.4% at constant Forex. The EBITDA increased by 1.1 million euro, could have been plus 5.2% at constant Forex. The net profit was up by 0.1 million versus previous year, thanks to an increase of gross margin plus 3 million euro, with the ratio to sales improved by 29.2 to 29.6. Cash OPEX broadly in line with the previous year. Some increase in terms of depreciation following the CAPEX we made in year 2011-2012, entering into the depreciation period, and some lower financial expenses. In terms of CAPEX, we had a total investment of around 26 million euro plus 5 million euro versus previous year, and this was due to the completion of the new painting facility. The total target for the year stays constant at 100 million euro. In terms of cash flow absorption, we had a seasonal increase of net financial position, but this increase was much lower compared to previous year. Actually, last year we absorbed 19 million more of cash during the first quarter. We ended up with a net debt at 554 this year, which was around 14 million improved versus last year. Moving to slide number 6, we can have a look at the P&L. So most of the data has already been commented. We will go through quickly. So net sales were at 307.1 versus 302.0, plus 1.7%, plus 3.4% at constant Forex. Percentual gross margin was at 29.6, increased by 0.4 percentage point versus 29.2. EBITDA was higher by 1 million at 37.4 versus 36.3, with a ratio of 12.2% versus 12.0 last year. Depreciation increased by 1 million at 26.5 versus 25.5, with a net EBIT of 10.9 million euro versus 10.8 last year. Financial expenses were lower by around 0.1 million euro, minus 8.8 versus 8.9, leading to an income before tax increased by 0.1 million euro, 2.1 versus 2.0. Similar tax rate compared to previous year, 40%, led to a net income of 1.3 versus 1.2 million euro. In terms of net financial position, as you remember, we ended up the year with 498.1. At the end of the quarter, we are at 554.4. As you know, it's a quarter where we have an absorption of cash to finance the working capital and the seasonality. This means a change in the quarter of 56.2 million euro. Last year, this change was 75.6, and so we had an improvement of 19.4 million euros. Moving to slide number 7, we can have a look at the volume. The volume were up by 0.6% from 1 to 1.0 to 1 to 1.7. Europe went up by 5.7%. Sorry, Europe. Western country went up by 5.7% from 47.5 to 50.2. Looking only at Europe, the increase would have been by plus 9.1%. Asia Pacific went down by 7.9% from 19.6 to 18.0. India went down by 8.3, I'm talking about two-wheeler, from 7.1 to 6.5. Western country commercial vehicle went down by 5.7%. This is driven by a new customer acquired in January last year, which pushed the sales during January 2015. So the comparison is not properly fair. And we are recovering in April. India commercial vehicle went up by 0.9% from 43.3 to 43.6, and this is including the reduction in export due to the general oil price increase. Moving to slide number 8, we can have a look at the turnover. So total turnover was up by 1.7%, plus 3.4 excluding Forex, from 302 to 307 million euro. Western country went up by 4.8%, excluding Forex would have been plus 4.9. Asia Pacific was down by 7.4%, would have been 6.3 excluding the Forex. India two-wheeler was negative by 2.5, but excluding the Forex, it would have been a positive plus 3.5%, showing that we have been increasing the price of our two-wheeler in India. Western country commercial vehicle went up by 14.6% despite the reduction in volume because of a positive product mix. And India commercial vehicle was down 2.4%, but excluding the Forex, it would have been up by 3%. Moving to slide number 9, we can have a look at the performance by product. Scooters went down by 0.5%, and this is due to Asia Pacific and India, and also by the negative forex of Vespa in India. So last year it was 136.8, this year 136.2. The bikes were up by 9.7%, from 37.8 to 41.4. Then we had the inclusion of the WeBikes. Last year it was zero, this year it was 1.6 million euro. In terms of commercial vehicle, Europe and India, we had a decrease of 1.5%, driven 100% by the forex. Last year it was 88.6, this year 87.2, and in terms of spare parts and accessories, we increased the net turnover by 4.4%, from 38.3 to 40. Moving to slide number 10, we can have a look at the EBITDA composition. Last year, 36.3, we had an increase in terms of gross margin by 1.6 million euro driven by sales, and 0.3 million euro driven by the differential of price and cost. So the net margin increase, which we have been seeing before, from 29.2 to 29.6. And then we had an increase of OPEX by around 0.8 million euro, leading to an EBITDA increase by 1.1 million to 37.4, the record EBITDA in the last 6 years. Moving to slide number 11, we can have a look at the net result evolution. So last year it was 1.2, we had an increase in EBITDA of 1.1, we had an increase in depreciation by 1.0, then we had a positive reduction of financial expenses accounting for 1.1 million euro, and an higher taxes following the increase of taxable income of 1.1 million euro, leading to a net result of 1.3 million. Moving to slide number 12, we can have a look at the seasonal working capital cash flow. So basically, we started the year with 498.1, which was around 5.3 million worse than the previous year. We had a positive operating cash flow of 30.2 million euro, increased by around 1.8 million euro versus the previous year. Then we had an absorption of seasonal working capital of around 56.8, but last year it was 73.5. So we absorbed in working capital around 17 million euro less compared to previous year. Then we had higher capex by 26.2 million versus 21.3 last year due to the painting facility. And finally, we have all the other component, conversion reserves, valuation reserves, and so on and so forth. Last year they absorbed 9.1, this year 3.4. And this includes a buyback of around 3.7 million euro. Last year it was zero. So excluding the buyback, we would have improved the net financial position by around 19 million euro. Last slide, balance sheet, we can see a good reduction in terms of trade receivable, 115 last year, 107 this year, despite the increased level of net sales, a good reduction of inventories, 268 last year, 258.5 this year, a good increase of payable, 405 last year, 412 this year, and a reduction in other assets and liabilities, mostly due to VAT recovery and custom duty recovery, from 79 last year to 71 this year. As a total result, last year the working capital absorbed 57.5, this year 24.9, with a net release of around 32 million euro. In terms of tangible and intangible, The big difference is due to the difference in Forex. Last year it was 1 billion, this year is 987, mostly due to the reduction in Forex of Indian rupee and Vietnamese dong. Financial investment stood pretty constant at 9 million euro, and the provision have been reduced by 6 million, which is due to the TFR. In terms of total net invested capital, last year it was 992, this year is 950, so with a reduction of around 41 million euro. The net debt, as we said before, is 554 versus 568, with a reduction of 14 million euro. The equity is 396.6 versus 423.4. And the net debt to equity ratio this year is 1.4 versus 1.34 last year. I think we are pretty done.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are open for questions.
Yeah. So we are ready to answer the question you may have.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. Thank you. First, today's question comes from Ms. Monica Bosio of Banca IMI. Ms. Bosio, please.
Good morning, everyone. I would have three questions. The first is on the mature markets. I remember that in occasion of the full year results, you gave an indication for mature markets in terms of Piaggio growth in the range of 5-6%. But I've seen that registrations in Europe and especially in Italy were really strong, and you got you gained market share. So don't you think that your initial guidance might reveal too conservative, and maybe an 8% increase might be more feasible? The second question is, while the major markets are recovering because there is a replacement cycle in place, India and especially APAC are mixed. At the end of the day, what is your guidance for the full year in terms of EBITDA? Could be reasonable, 185 million euro. And do you have any strategy for the recovery in export from India? Very, very last question. For the e-bikes, do you have a target in terms of volumes by year end? Thank you very much.
Okay, so, I mean, starting from Europe, as you noticed, the market has been positive until March. The market seems to have been positive also in April, especially in Italy, where we have the number. I still do not have the number for the other countries. So we are pretty positive that, market can go on this way. In terms of market share, we have been earning market share, especially in scooters, thanks to the launch of Liberty and Medley. And so this is good. The Medley wasn't present during March month because it has been launched in April. And so for us, it represents an entry in a completely new segment where we were not playing before, because before we were playing in the Liberty segment and in the Bellamy segment. So while the Liberty represents a good substitution with a lot of technology, ABS, in terms of market demand, it can give a push, but it's a substitution of an old vehicle. Medley is a completely new vehicle in a completely new segment for Piaggio. And so this can represent a good addition. So at the moment, European volume were up by around 9.1% if we exclude US. So, there is no reason to say that Europe can go up by something lower than 5-6%. We are hoping to go on this total overall path. In terms of India, Vietnam, it has been a little tricky because, I mean, Vietnam, the competition is very fierce. Honda is attacking, and so the market is not simple. But also in Vietnam, we have the new two product, which has been designed also for this kind of marketing. And so we hope they can also overcome the current performance, and they can improve in terms of market share. India, as we saw, the market went up, which is proving a good economic cycle, but the real increase was in a segment where our presence is not so strong, which is the small app in cities. We have been launching a new app for this market at beginning of 2016. So, I mean, the product is not the only issue, because the issue is to have the broker, the issue is to have the distributor, the issue is to have the brand. But, I mean, once you have the product, you can hope to improve the market share. And since the market is improving very much, if we are able to gain some percentage point of market share in this segment, we can be able to improve the overall performance in terms of volume. Final year EBITDA is not so easy, I mean, to assess. The consensus is around 180, and I would keep 180, 185, and I would keep this number unchanged for the moment, because we are perfectly at budget. Then you asked me about the export. Export, it wasn't a problem of Piaggio, but it was a problem of general market. So the oil price went down, Nigeria didn't have any dollars, and so everybody in Nigeria stopped to buy apple. Not only apple, but any three-wheeler vehicle. And so, I mean, this was a problem for us, but for the competition. The basic usage of the vehicle is still the same. So we hope that once the oil price will increase a little bit, there will be again availability of dollars in order to import. Similarly, in Sri Lanka, there was an increase of custom duty. Increase meaning it was doubled or something like that. And so it seems that, I mean, after this first reaction of the government, since all the import have been stopped, they are going to go back and reduce the increase of custom duty. So, I mean, all these external factors may have a direct impact on our volume, of course. So, I mean, WeBike is a very good product. It's the first year. For us, what is very important is to understand how to sell it. So at the moment, as you saw, we sold around 1,600 units in terms of sale to dealer, but in terms of retail sale, it was lower. So we are monitoring every day. We are trying to understand whether our dealer network is the perfect channel, or if we can put another channel, try to sell this kind of product. So I would say that it's a first year of trial. In terms of product, it's very much appreciated, because, I mean, probably the most technological product in the market. And there are a lot of industrial players or service players which want to partner with us in the distribution, some banks in the Netherlands, some companies, very big retail companies here in Italy. So, I mean, it's a matter of understanding what and how we can improve the sellout.
Okay, thank you very much. Very kind.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig of Equita. Mr. Lustig, please.
Good afternoon. I have three questions. The first is related to Asia and the strategy there. If I'm not wrong, the peak of volumes in Asia were recorded in 2012, and then you suffer from decreasing volumes since then, and this year started the same way. And so I wonder, what are the actions you have in mind in that area, maybe in terms of strengthening the management team or changing some policy in terms of prices or models or moving from wholesale to direct sales. I don't know, but if you have any action for the coming period for that area. The second question, sorry, is on Guzzi. Maybe you told it, but I missed what was the performance of Guzzi in Q1. And the third question is related to Europe and specifically to France, still not contributing, let's say, to the growth. Theoretically, there are new rules there that should support a change in the floating part of the market. So I wonder if you at least maintain an expectation of some extra contribution from France in second period or second half of the year. Thank you.
Okay. So, I mean, starting from the first question, I mean, Asia, as you noticed, is an issue because, I mean, since 2012, our volume has been decreasing. The matter is the increased competition of Honda. Honda had stayed stable at the beginning, then, I mean, they launched a new product such as SH, SH Mode, and so they created a new segment with SH, and they went against us with the SH Mode. So as an answer to Honda, we are launching a new product as well, and we launched Liberty during the last month of 2015. And Liberty is more technologically advanced versus Honda because we have the ABS, they don't have it. And so it's a matter of making it known in the market, being able to convince customers that our product, which has at the moment the price very much in line to the Honda One, is better than Honda's. And then, I mean, the market is absolutely important. So we can do that by increasing a little bit our market penetration in a market which is increasing very much, because, I mean, the market for, let's say, premium scooter is growing double digit year after year. The same is for Medley. The point of Medley is that as in Europe, in 2015, we weren't playing in this segment, and starting from now, we started playing. So for us, it can be a net addition. In terms of strengthening of the management team, we made some substitution, and so we believe now that thanks to some introduction and marketing and sales, we have been able to strengthen the whole structure. Going to Guzzi. Guzzi stood pretty stable during the first 3 months. Actually, I mean, we recently launched the V9, and so we have a lot of orders of V9, so we expect a very good increase during second quarter. But during first quarter, we had to destock a little bit the V7 and introduce the V9, so pretty stable. France increased. In terms of volume, we increased by 3% compared to first quarter last year. And in terms of revenues, we increased around 2% versus the same quarter last year. So, I mean, France goes on to be a very important market for us, and the performance is, let's say, satisfactory.
Okay, sorry. May I have a follow-up question on Asia?
Okay. Yes.
just to understand, after the launch of the new Liberty, if the mix of product changed dramatically, or still Vespa is definitely the core of sales there?
No, Vespa goes on being the core, I would say, fortunately, because, of course, I mean, Vespa is a unique product in the market, so also the kind of margin we are able to extract there much better than all the other products around the world, also if Liberty margin is good. But, I mean, Liberty had a push, but Vespa goes on being the absolute first product. So it didn't change so much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Mr. Gargiulo, please.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a few questions. The first one on price mix. In the first quarter in Western European countries, we saw average prices flattish year on year or even slightly decreasing. I was wondering what are your expectations for the remainder of the year or so on the back of the new product launches like Medley. The second question is about Medley. If you have some, let's say, expectations in terms of volume contribution this year, or in a, put another way, what are your projections in terms of production for this model in Europe? And third question is about cash flow generation. So basically, your CapEx indications for the full year are confirmed, even if with a different timing bit, among quarters. And could you please provide us a guidance for net debt for 2016? Current consensus is pointing to around 480. Are you okay with this assumption? Thank you.
Okay, so in terms of pricing in Europe, we increased the price at the beginning of the year, and since during the year there is also the entry of a new regulation, Euro 4, which in terms of cost of the product has some negative impact. We are planning to re-increase the price when the single product enters, which will be spread over the next month. In terms of result, the prices stood very, very, very stable, so there wasn't also due to the mix any dilution. And I can tell you that since the new Medley will be priced up compared to the Liberty, the introduction of the new Medley should increase the average price point. In terms of total volume, it's too early to confirm, I mean, volume for Medley, because, I mean, we just launched and we are making the first retail sales right now. But, I mean, the expectation from dealers and customers are very high, so we are very positive about that. In terms of cash flow, The consensus is around 480, but we believe we can achieve around 470. So today we are running at a 14 million improvement compared to last year. So just after 3 months, so we believe we can enlarge a little bit the bracket.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova of Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, please.
Hi, good afternoon. Just three questions from my side. The first is on the US. It seems that the market is not doing so well. I wonder if you can give us, let's say, an idea, a flavor of how scooters and bikes performed. I mean, if there is something doing better and something remaining behind. The second was on export from India. I saw that in March export recovered a bit to 1,600, if I remember well. I was wondering if we can take this number as a new normal going on, if you see a stabilization or there is still strong volatility there. And then the last question is on Asia, if you can give more detail on how many, let's say, scooters you sold in Vietnam and in Indonesia in Q1. Thanks.
Okay, so the performance in America, as you noticed and as we say, was overall negative during the quarter. We are doing a strong job of reorientation of dealer base. So whenever you start changing dealer in order to align and in order to achieve from them a higher compromise, I mean, sell-in probably doesn't follow the sell-out. So if we look at the sell-out, the trend was positive, especially in motorbikes, where the market didn't decrease. If we look at the sell-in, I mean, the first quarter was not positive. But I mean, this is just a matter of how you distribute and how much stock you want to have on the dealer network. On top of that, we are entering more strongly the Latin America market, and probably during the next month, and once we have started with the operation, we can discuss a little bit more in detail. In terms of export of India, I'm positive because, I mean, APE is the kind of vehicle any developing country may require in terms of functionality, cost, the cost of usage, and so on and so forth. So, of course, you can face some moments when, due to external issues, such as oil price, you stop, and then, I mean, you revert to the volume. So, I mean, we don't see any issue in the total volume. The basic trend is still increasing, and we are also increasing in export of this kind of vehicle, not only in Africa and the sub-Indian continent, but also in Latin America. In terms of scooters sold in Vietnam and in rest of the world. In Vietnam, we have been selling around 10,000 units. Last year, it was 11,000 units. So we had a drop. And in Indonesia, we had an increase of around 2,500 units from 1.9 to 2.4. So in Indonesia, the market was decreasing overall, but it has been moving to premium vehicles. So so it's much easier for us to gain market share.
Yes, just one follow-up on America. This job you are, I mean, this work you are doing with the dealer network, I mean, what is the aim? To push more bikes, to push more scooters, and if I may, do you see sell-in and sell-out aligning already in Q2, or this is going on for a while?
Yes. No, it's not pushing. It's to try to get more commitment from the dealer. So we have, in America, it's not very easy to manage distribution because I mean, there are many regulation, rules, and so on and so forth. So there are many dealers in many areas which are not 100% committed to develop the business for us. So we are approaching them, and if they accept to be more representative of our reality, of our brands, also in terms of image, we confirm them. If they are not willing to accept, we try to substitute in order to improve sell-out in the different regions. As a total result, I mean, this showed during the first quarter sell-out higher than sell-in. So we can tell you that we basically destocked more than 1,000 vehicles because the sell-out, the change in sell-out was higher than the change in sell-in.
Okay, many thanks.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli of BNP, Exem BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. Three questions. First one, let's say, can you confirm that in Europe there is no more destocking? Second one is about your expectation on the 2016 volume in Southeast Asia. Do you expect an increase of the volumes or not? And the third one relates to the change of the export duties from Vietnam to Europe. Will you anyway benefit and when in case? Thank you.
Okay, so in terms of the stocking, I can tell you that the sell-out was even better than sell-in. So some more the stocking, also taking into consideration the seasonality. So you don't have a proper stocking because during the seasonality beginning, such as March month, you have to increase a little bit the stock in the dealer. But if you compare the trend, trying to eliminate the seasonality, I can tell you that, I mean, in terms of sell-in, the performance is good all over Europe at plus 9.1%. But in terms of sell-out, it would have been even better. So that's good. In terms of volume in Southeast Asia, so we have many actions to recover. I mean, we are pretty aware that we have been selling in Vietnam around 1,000 less vehicles. But I believe that with the new vehicle, Medley and Liberty, with the new Vespa we will be launching in July. It's not a completely new Vespa, but it's a new Vespa in terms of engine. We have the elements to increase. And apart from this trend, we can increase in other countries, such as Indonesia and Thailand, following which is the current pattern. In terms of export, so I don't know very well how the regulation of custom duty from Vietnamese country to Italy is evolving. So sorry, it's my fault. I will check. But today is not so high, and while you have to worry very much whenever you manufacture in Europe and export in Vietnam, when you export in Vietnam and you import in the European community, the custom duty may be as high as 3-4% or something like that. So unless the change is more important, I really don't see the issue.
Okay, thank you very much.
We are ready to answer another question.
Next question comes from Mr. Nicolò Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have two questions for you. The first one, probably you told it before, but I lost it. How many number of e-bikes did you sell in the first quarter? Because on the slide I see just the value in terms of Euro Million, 1.6. The second question, again, probably I missed it when you said before how many vehicles you sold in Vietnam last year, because I got 10,000 this year, but I lost what was the number last year. Thank you.
Okay, so in terms of WeBike, we sold during the first 3 months 1,600. And in terms of vehicles sold during the first quarter last year in Vietnam, we sold around 11,000. So this year, 10,000, and so we have been losing around 1,000 euros.
Okay, perfect. And just a clarification, the WeBikes, in terms of, let me say, volume, is included in Western countries to wheelers.
Yeah, it's included where you sell them. So today we started selling in Europe, so it's included in Western countries you will have.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that this answer draws the call to an end. Thank you for attending the conference call. As usual, if you need more info or you have other questions, you can call me later on or also tomorrow. Thank you very much. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.